CD 3. Track 20.
The Climate Change Conference in London has just finished, and we've been there asking people if they think it was a success.
1.
A success? You're joking. It's not a success. It's another colossal failure. Well, apart from the agreement on protecting wildlife, that's actually quite good. We know that climate change is real. We know it's dangerous. We know what to do to limit its worst consequences, but we don't do it. Our governments only care about the economy and company profits. They don't care about the environment. They only think about today, not tomorrow.
2.
I think it's been the most successful climate change conference ever. We've seen some hard negotiations and some brave decisions. The new financial organization, the Global Climate Fight Bank, is a wonderful initiative that will provide the investment we need for renewable energies and energy-saving technologies all around the world. Today will be remembered as the day we really began the fight to save our planet.
3.
It's been a success in one way. It's kept public attention on the subject of the environment. But, to be honest, I'm disappointed with the final results. I think our government did a splendid job in hosting the conference, and the European Union and most other countries supported intelligent and realistic proposals to fight climate change. It's just a pity that two or three of the larger countries stopped us from agreeing on the most effective proposals.
4.
It was a circus, not a conference. The only reason for having it was to get a photograph of all the politicians at the end. They're not even trying to stop global warming because they're scared of telling all the people who vote for them that our lifestyles are unsustainable, that we can't go on consuming the way we do. Until the politicians and the media tell the truth about that, nothing will change. This conference was totally useless.
5.
It's not perfect, but I think we've seen some real progress, especially concerning wildlife, air pollution, and water resources. And I'm quite optimistic that the governments are going to deliver on the promises they've made here. I've been talking to a lot of people behind the scenes, from NGOs, ecology groups, multinational companies, and not everyone is happy, but there's a lot more optimism than there was in Quebec last year.